Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, you know I want you to holler at me, so give me a call at 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're a tad bit afraid to call me, as always, I encourage you to email me at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Your questions, comments, and concerns are all very interesting to me. If you hit me, I will hit you back. I will read anything you have to say, even if you diss me to a point. But as always, I will warn you that I'm coming back quite viciously. Just saying. In the meantime, hit me up on social network. Go to my Facebook Smooth Drama page, Twitter. Just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. I am open for all types of dialogue. And if you're ghost listening, feel free to dive into the chat room and say some things. I'm always interested in what y'all got to say, because I already know how I feel. I want to know how you feel about what I'm talking about. Speaking about what I'm talking about, I saw there's going to be a Jeffrey Dahmer special this Friday. and they're like, and it's titled How It Really Happened. They go on, the title is Jeffrey Dahmer Didn't Want His Victims to Die, and the lady's like, Jeffrey Dahmer had been killing for years, but when he met Errol Lindsley, he had another thing in mind. Watch How It Really Happened. And the woman is talking, like, oh, he didn't want people to leave him, and he didn't want his victims to die. I'm like, well, he had jars of people. They didn't leave him. He had jars of the people. And apparently he loved chocolate. If you don't know, or if you forgot, Jeffrey Dahmer was the white man that was killing and eating black people, black men in particular. He had the flavor for the chocolate. Not long-time show contributor and listener chocolate, because, you know, it would be confusing if it was, because he didn't necessarily like women. But, yeah, he liked the chocolate, but he liked the male version of the chocolate. It's one of those things where you see people who talk about history, And they try to change the history of things and make it, like, kinder and gentler. But if he didn't want them to die, that's even more diabolical, right? Because he was eating people. He was jarring them up. So if he's keeping you alive, is he, like, peeling off pieces of bacon off your thighs, off your butt cheeks, whatnot? I mean, it's like, come on. How can you say he had another thing in mind? He'd been killing for years. He was killing and eating people. And we're in America. It wasn't like he was in the desert. It wasn't like the Donner Party from the 19th century who were traveling out west and ran out of food and started eating each other. Nah, he in America. And there was plenty of food. plenty of food to be eaten everywhere. So, I don't know. Try and change history, but we don't believe you. And no, I'm not going to watch your special because, quite frankly, watching people who want to eat black people on TV is not one of the things that's on my bucket list of things to do or of interest. Now, I am a butt man, so I do find booty and things that portend the booty to be somewhat interesting. Well, not somewhat, just interesting because it's funny. Why am I talking about this? The woman, well, not woman. Man, woman, transgender woman who was dropping the Fix-A-Flat and super glue and silicone in women's butts in the Miami area is going back to jail. O'Neill Ron Morris is his name, was sentenced to 10 years in prison, followed by 5 years of probation. This came a month after Morris pleaded no contest to manslaughter and practicing medicine without a license. So, yeah. This is the person. And I mean, I'm not making fun of the dead, you know, but this is the person that was drew those pictures because he had been putting it in their own butt, and it was like uneven and misshapen. It looked like somebody put like a beat up cantaloupe on one side of the cheek, and then on the other side it was, I don't know, it was like a bigger piece of ham hock meat. So I mean, if you're going to let somebody who messed their own ass up operate on your ass, I'm not saying you deserve to die, but I don't know. You can't tell me, hey, I do this surgery, I can hook you up, and your ass will be fat like Nicki Minaj, and then you see their ass, and it's like, it's all lumpy and misshapen. One side bigger than the other one, drooping down. It's like balls. It's like old balls, like old man balls that you would see, well, that I've seen in 24-Hour Fitness, just dangling down. Damn, that's a bad visual. Anyway, O'Neill Ron Morris got 10 years. The booty doctor. The fake booty doctor. And I'm still shout out to the women who just appreciate what they got. You don't need no extra. You don't need no extra booty. It's okay. It's insane that you have people who feel the need to die to have a big booty. No, if you don't have it, be all right. If you're shaking enough, somebody will smack you on it. It's one of the facts of life. If you shake it, they will come. There's just a bad joke there that I'm not gonna say. But it's sitting there. Literally sitting there, it's just bam. But yeah, and I'm just curious what's going to happen to O'Neill Ron Morris, because like the one rapist who I talked about in the previous show, who fought for their rights to be put in the women's prison because I'm transgender. I wonder if O'Neal Ron Morris is going to do the same, get his little surgery and get put in the women's jail. I don't know. It's prisoners' rights to change their sexuality and get more lenient sentencing. It's hilarious. But yeah, going to jail, and if anybody's offering to put fix the flat in your booty, you know, I'll just say this. I've contemplated some things, and next segment, I have a solution to the ladies who are aspiring to have big booties if you don't have one. I got a solution for you next segment. Keep listening. I got you. Smooth drama. That's what we do. We take care of the people. Unlike Bay Area people who were counting on the Raiders. And I mean this Raider situation is so funny because it was, those of you who don't know, the Raiders received 31 to 32 votes. You only need 24 votes to move. So they're out. They're going to Las Vegas. But they will still play here in 2017. The new dome stadium that's supposed to seat 65,000 people, which they're going to share with UNLV, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the college team, is not expected to open until like 2020. So Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, said he plans on staying in Oakland the next two seasons. Because the team, they hold a pair of one-year options at the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. Now, I've asked some people. I've asked grown-ups and adults. I mean, are you gonna stay a Raider fan? I'm like, I'm Raider till I die. I'm like, that sounds cool, but I mean, the Raiders left for L.A. once. And, it, you know, they came back, and people welcomed them open arms, even though they did the PSL thing and charged folks all kinds of crazy money to watch them. But it's like, it's Oakland. They're back in Oakland. That's what it is. But, I mean, this is like dating somebody, right? It's like you're dating somebody, and it's going good, but they're like, you know what? I kind of like old girl in Vegas. You're like, I got all the good stuff that you want right here. But you know, old girl in Vegas, she got a big booty. You're like, well, I got a big booty. Well, she does this. Well, I do that. Yeah, but she does it in Las Vegas. I mean, it's like, I guess my question is, when somebody is saying that you are not good enough, I mean, because the city of Oakland even came up with a plan to keep them here and build a billionaire, multimillionaire, whichever one you want to call it, thousandaires paying for millionaire, billionaire stadium. It's like, nah. I need somebody new to bend over. So he's bending over the folks in Vegas. I mean, it's the funniest thing ever to me. You as a Raider fan, and I'm curious to hear from Raider fans. Are you still gonna support this team? Even after he dissed you twice, not once, twice. I mean, been looking the whole time. Like, nah. I mean, and he ain't even been discreet with it. He's like, you know what? She got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. But Vegas got a big old butt. So I'm leaving you. Like the LL Cool J song. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told. Anyway. It's just the funniest thing ever. And folks are still talking about ride or die. I mean, do you go to the stadium? Would you go to the stadium? I'm like, hell no. You kiss my ass. You leaving, that's it. All your gear, none, it don't even exist no more. I wouldn't buy a ticket. I mean, if you want to show up, you want to be in Vegas, I would say to Raider fans, don't show up at all. Be by your damn self at the stadium. Yep, the team is playing. Nobody's there. That's how you teach these cats a lesson. I mean, it stinks to me. That's just me. Maybe I'm a hater. And maybe I just need a break at this point. So I'm going to go on break. This is the Radio Galaxy, my homies. I produce these songs, by the way. They haven't given me credit for it, but I produce them. Anyway, this is Smells Like, because it's stinky to me.
Thank you.
together you've got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
Right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was the homies, Radio Galaxy, Smells Like. And 347-826-7435 is the calling number. Once again, that calling number is 347-826-7435. Oh, Smells Like my solution. I saw an article. Well, I didn't see it. I got from one of my show contributors. Thank you, show contributors. Naked yoga. Apparently, naked yoga is becoming increasingly popular. I wonder why that is. It's just, it escapes me how naked yoga would be popular, but I guess it's getting big here. And apparently there's a New York City yoga studio that is offering co-ed naked vinyasa courses. It's called the Bone and the Naked Studio in Chelsea. Now, it's not supposed to be intended to be sexually evocative, as they call it, but yeah. I mean, when I've watched a yoga class or 10 in my day, special poses, they're special. And so special poses naked, you know, I mean, it's enlightening. It allows you to become more flexible, and it can be strengthening. I mean, I thought, after talking about the fake booty doctor, like, why not have butt strengthening classes? I mean, here's my proposal. I have a garage that I can turn into a studio. If I get enough people to sign up, who wants to do naked yoga? Smooth Drama Naked Yoga Studio. Coming to a city near you. If you're interested, I'm trying not to laugh. If you're serious, I'm gonna get it. If you're serious about signing up to do naked yoga with us here at Smooth Drama, my Smooth Drama Studio, my Smooth Drama Naked Studio, feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If I get, and all, I will try to be serious, if I can get 10 or more people, I will do it. It might be one lesson. We can do, well, if it's like 10 people and y'all want to keep coming, we can do serious, non-sexual naked yoga. I will make it happen. I will make the space available. It will be like, bam! It will be on point too. Set the mats up. Get the music right. Just, 'cause I'm talking about de-stressing people and having folks, as they say, the common thread is developing an acceptance of the body in its natural state. And ladies, and I'll say gentlemen, if you're listening, if you want to come to Naked Smooth Drama, come on through. But you're not getting in, fellas, if there's no ladies here. It's just me and you and a couple other fellas naked, just not going to happen. So I will email you and let you know. I'm trying to. Okay. I'm composing myself. But seriously, If you're interested, I can't even say it right. If you're interested, Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com, we will set up naked yoga, naked stretching, all that. Or we can just do naked Zumba. You can get it in. Like work them quads, work them glutes. Because I'm looking out for you. This way, if you have reservations about your body, I mean, we could be realistic. I mean, I'd like to think of myself as someone who's in somewhat decent shape. And, you know, I'd work on different parts of the body and talk about what you need to work on. And we would work on what would some people would call problem areas so that we can all be more accepting of ourselves in our natural state and you don't feel the need for fix-a-flat. See, because here at Smooth Drama, we are about solutions. I can say that. Anyway, I'm moving on. speaking of special poses and positions, Sarah Palin called Colin Kaepernick his $50,000 donation to Meals on Wheels as a cheap political stunt. Now, we're talking about, one, a donation that was confirmed by Meals on Wheels. That was a program that, under your president's latest budgetary estimations, was cut and affected. I mean, Meals on Wheels is something that helps the elderly to, quite frankly, get meals where it would be tough for them to cook or, you know, just be able to get proper ingredients, you know, to cook healthy meals. So Colin Kaepernick is nice enough when he saw a need to help toward the need. Now, of course, Sarah Palin calls it a cheap political stunt. Never does it say anything about her giving to Meals on Wheels or her dissing Donald Trump for cutting a program that helps people who really need help. I mean, we're supposed to be loving on the elderly, but apparently that's not what we're going to do here. And the fact that Sarah Palin would diss that because he actually helped poor people, it's like, that's horrible. How dare he? It's a cheap political stunt. He want to help poor people because he want to help poor people. It's a BS. And, you know, I point this out because it goes to show you, this is what they really think about you. And when I say you, I'm talking about us, thousandaires. Somebody helps thousandaires, they're like, yeah, it's a political stunt. Never pulling out one nickel to help poor people. But they'll diss somebody who helps poor people. Just be cognizant of that. The first time I hear Sarah Palin to put out some money to help the less fortunate will probably be the first time. And yeah, they'll say, oh yeah, well, she does stuff from the goodness of her heart that doesn't show up. It's like, yeah, okay. Sure she does. Like I said, if there's a listener out there who has some stuff to prove me wrong, I'm here. In the meantime, another thing that your your people did. They pulled the plug on internet privacy rules. Apparently, the House voted to repeal the privacy rules where broadband providers had to get your permission before sharing your web browsing history and other personal data with marketers. The vote was 231 in favor of the resolution and 189 opposing the measure. Now, so basically, now they can just sell your info. Now, it what it means for you in real time and in real terms, you're going to get more spam. Now, if you're someone like me, the spam can be rather confusing. I'm someone who has rather diverse interests. So I will, of course, because I'm a man, I will get the Viagra, Cialis, we will make your dick bigger email. Still will get the occasional, hey, I got $30 million. I want to give you $15 million. Give me your bank account email. Those are rather common, but not as common as they used to be. I'm still waiting on Peter James. I emailed him back when I first started doing Smooth Drama. It was like the first spam I got. I have to tell this story. The first spam I ever got was from a guy, Peter James, who said, $30 million. I will give you half if you give me your bank account. And I was like, well, Mr. James, I appreciate that. Can we have a Skype conversation? I said, if we can have a Skype conversation, then maybe I'll consider it. Alas, he did not answer me back. I was hoping for the Skype conversation. It would have been something that we could have had on Smooth Drama. But in the meantime, I'm digressing. But, yeah, I'm a comic book guy, so I will get the, hey, you can get these free comics, blah, 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 whatever. But I also can admit to indulging in pornographic interest. And so I actually had the pornographic comic book solicitation. I was like, wow, they know me. It wasn't that good though. It was kind of cheesy. But basically they're gonna sell it, and you just get more phone calls and more emails. But this is something that I think we all recognize has been happening for a while. It's just out in the open now. See, it was the wink, wink. Yeah, we're not selling your information to marketers. They hacked us. So that's how they found out what you like, what your browsing history is. Like, hey, I got a little bit of this. I got a little bit. I probably am very confusing to a marketer. It's like, okay, comics, sci-fi, conspiracy theories. The earth is flat. It's like, oh, porn. It's like I'm all over the place. Pages. I confuse the ad man, so but I get so much spam. I mean, it's almost like a job just to, you know, like maybe I should hire an assistant to just delete email that I don't need. I mean, that's how this internet privacy rule affects me. I don't know about you, but I mean, if you're one of them people who feel like, oh, well, they shouldn't have my information, my browsing history. Shit, you might want to get off the internet, because there's no way in hell that's going to happen. You're going to get pulled. But Donald Trump was not all negative. He rolled back Obama-era rules on climate change. But one of them in particular, he put an end to the war on coal and job-killing regulations. So jobs coming in the house. What does it mean? Because when he signed the order, he was flanked by a whole bunch of coal miners. Someone saying my administration is putting an end to the war on coal. So, hey, if you're looking to be a coal miner, trying to get that emphysema and lung cancer, now's your chance. All them jobs is going to be available. He just signed it. So it's going to be coal mines opening up everywhere. So if you've ever wanted to be underground with no sunlight for days on end, well, hours on end, because I'm guessing they won't require you to be trapped underneath the ground and live there. You just hours on end, 8 to 10 hours just in the coal mine, getting that coal out so we can have more barbecue. Yep. So, I'm just thinking. Coal mining. I'm going coal mining. Who is coming with me? Now, everybody wants coal mine. It's like green jobs. Hey, coal mining. No? I keep hearing crickets. Everybody's going to call in 347-826-7435 and tell me they want to go coal mining with me. It's another thing. If I can get five people to say, hey, Smooth, I will coal mine with you, I will go. I'll go for one day. Maybe like 30 minutes. Get down there. Like, yeah, I quit. No. All I'm hearing is cricket. And y'all are full of it. That's all I'm hearing. Nobody wants a coal mine. Part of the game is that. I thought the folks would be happy. The people who work in them mines that was there supporting me. That's the facetious part, right? Because we know the people that are standing there supporting me, maybe a couple of them actually are mine workers, but those are the supervisors, the dudes that never go down. They just send you down there like, hey, they come in there, hey man, this cart ain't full of coal, what the hell? You know how that goes, right? This is folks that, hey, you need to up the ante. You need to get it going. Those are the folks that are out there telling you what to do and how to do it. I don't know. I just think it's funny. Bringing them jobs back to America. Coal mining. Picking cotton. The fruit. It's all there. Who wants to do it? Nobody. No love in the building. Y'all hurt my feelings. Well, you're not hurting my feelings. You're probably hurting the people in charge feel it. They're like, see, this is why we go overseas, because y'all be BSing. Y'all won't work in coal mines, whatnot.
for limited money and dying young. Anyway, I can't even make that into a joke. I gotta get off of here. I'm going on break. This is pause one, because we need some love, right? This is the love.
They tell you do what you love, that's why I love what I do. On stage, rocking crowds, enjoying my point of view. Hungry cause I've been homeless, hungry cause I've been poor. Hungry to keep it going and sleeping on someone's floor. One foot inside the gutter, reach for so much more. Now I found my voice, ain't a damn thing hard to say. Mercy me, Marvin Gaye, Marley and the Wailers. Touch the fit flow, even soul like a tailor. Recognized by the jailers, refusing to fail. Went from sitting in the cell to getting checks in the mail. Stevie Wonder always helped with the hunger and kept my soul full. Music in the mess. Turn it up, pack a bowl full, surprise me. Hearing his voice was over the eyes. He flow so smoothly, IMC moves me. The rap game's funny, never tell him it's fair. Show love, rock with me, put your L in the air. Come on, come on, come on.
Tested in this game, I invested in. Got a name, still laid like the best of them. Go getter, flow better than the best of them. Classic, like Tribe Called Quest of them. Classic, like KG Fetching them. Classic, like Ghostface Messing them. Raekwon Sheffing them. Wu Tang, that am like Saddam Hussein, No matching, I snatch a new chain, Underground like Tattoo Train, Y'all locals and your vocals gon' travel well. I've been all around the world like a carousel. And the top of it all off like caramel. Man, I stay fly like a parasail. Match the capacity, you might cause one. With just the bass, it's the ace. Cause one, cause one, cause one.
I was raised off Nate Dogg and cocaine. Dog Pound showed me how to write hooks and sing. I came from J5 with my real mentor. LD on the cut brought the real instrumental. It was the birth of my career. Technically had it on my arm clear. And I've been through the wars and I've seen the pain. I don't need to talk guns cause it's not my aim. Dear rappers, we are not the same. Get off Instagram, get on your game. I stay in my lane as a passing by. Far side is all right, life is mine. I rock with the best of them, song with the rest of them. Energies will say anything but love.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Pause One, the Love featuring Master Ace. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Some of y'all are funny. I got requests for paying assistant jobs and how do you apply. Now, you send in your resume, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. I need to see you in your special post. Okay. I'm going to be a professional. yeah. Just in case, I will make a solemn oath not to not to do you like Bill Cosby. And I bring up Bill Cosby because I'm doing the Bill Cosby update. You know, we have to do the updates, right? He asked his lawyers asked to exclude his testimony on other women. He gave testimony more than a decade ago as part of a lawsuit that was filed against him. And now, Judge Stephen O'Neill previously ruled that prosecutors can use Cosby's deposition about his long history of extramarital relationships as evidence. But in a separate ruling, O'Neill said most of the women Cosby talked about in the deposition won't be permitted to take the stand. Now, Cosby's lawyers asked the judge to exclude Cosby's 2006 testimony about those same women. It's just, it is hilarious, actually. Not just because of that and exclusion. Like, hey, look, yes, I raped them, but this is different. I shouldn't have to talk about how I, you know, gave them pills and alcohol. I mean, yeah, shouldn't have to talk about it. Because y'all already know. So why I got to talk about it? Can you seclude a jury really nowadays where they don't know anything about the case? Like, have you heard about Bill Cosby and him raping 40, 50 women? Nah, I don't know nothing about that. I've never been on the internet. I grew up on the island where we didn't have broadband. that's impossible, right? I think it's the funniest thing going. Matter of fact, I'm amazed by it. But that is your Bill Cosby update. Now, of course, I would be remiss to talk about Bill Cosby and not talk about one of my staples, Groundhog Day. What is Groundhog Day, you may ask? I mean, y'all know what it is, but if you know, any of my long-term listeners will tell you, Groundhog Day is where I talk about something that happens that is racist, sexist, or whatever, that happens every day in America. The same. It's like you wake up and the same thing is going to happen tomorrow. Like, oh my goodness. It happened again? Yeah, it kind of did. To a different person. But it seems like it's the exact same thing. Case in point. Caron Davis, he was held without bail in the Houston County Jail since his arrest in 2007. He's accused of killing Pete Reeves of Dauphin. Of course, Mr. Davis has maintained he is innocent. What is groundbreaking about this is the Alabama prosecutor said they will not seek the death penalty against him. He's been jailed nearly 10 years while he awaits trial. Now, the fact that that's unconstitutional is beyond the point, right? Because I believe it was in there where it says speedy trial. 10 years without a trial. 10 years. Now, we're not saying he's innocent. You know, because we know everybody in jail is innocent, right?
But the fact that he went 10 years without a trial. Woo. Now, the prosecutor with the Alabama Attorney General's office filed a notice in court saying that the state won't seek the death penalty, but they did not state a reason. I mean, aside from the fact that, well, hell, you've been locked up 10 years with a trial. I have to keep saying that, right? Locked up 10 years. And for the record, the trial is scheduled for September. It's been delayed multiple times. Like, yeah, no shit. I mean, September. September. It is March? We're at the end of March? September is 6 months from now. 5.5 months? So, yeah, he'll be going on almost 11 years without a trial. You're just locked up. Locked up without bail. And you're accused of killing somebody. Now, my question would be this. Would he have been locked up? Well, would he have not had a trial for 11 years if he was not locked up? That is the question. Right? We ain't even going to go into the race. We're not going to go into the race. I mean, we're going to take race out the equation. Right? We're just going to talk about the criminal justice system and how it systematically does not uphold the rights of American citizens. Does that sound better? That sounds better. Way better. Much better. But the fact remains, he 10 years. Going on 11. Trials in September. I mean, they're filing things like, yeah, well, we hooked you up. We're not gonna seek the death penalty. We just not gonna give you a trial for 11 years. No bail. Groundhog Day. If we could do something to somebody, we will. Speaking of doing something to somebody, guess what? You're not going to believe it. A U.S. district judge in Detroit approved the settlement on Tuesday last week, freeing up almost $100 million in state money to tear out the lead or galvanized steel water lines leading to at least 18,000 homes in Flint. Mayor Karen Weaver said, I'm happy. I mean, I'm happy. That's just me. They hooking Flint up, y'all. And guess what? They're going to do all this by January 1st, 2020. All right. Now, part of the settlement, the state of Michigan has agreed to spend $87 million to rip up, inspect, and replace miles of water lines and set aside an additional $10 million for unexpected extra expenses. Yeah. And in addition to ripping up and replacing the miles of the old water lines, Michigan and Flint agreed to pay almost $1 million to the plaintiffs.
get money. Now, in return for that, the plaintiffs agreed to drop their demands that the city deliver bottled water door to door. Instead, Flint residents will be able to call the city's 211 number and order free water for delivery within 24 hours. There's a Dinah Washington song there, "What a Difference a Day Makes." 24 little hours, you get water. You won't be able to take a shower, but maybe you can get some rain. I mean, I was like, I read it, I was like, what? Because they're like, "Sentiment called for big victory for Flint." That's the headline. But it's like, January 1st, 2020. It's 2017. It's March 2017. So this has been going on since 2014. So you win, but it's going to take 6 years for them to fix the pipes. Never mind that they put together that pipeline that's going through North Dakota in no time. Bam! It's going through. Oil going to be pumping any minute. The oil in the Dakota pipeline is going to be flowing through that pipeline before they fix this water in Flint. Now, Rick Snyder said, "This deal proves the state's commitment to providing the resources necessary for the residents of Flint to recover from the crisis." And hey, if you call 211, you can get free water delivery within 24 hours. Whew. it is amazing to me. I mean, it is beyond amazing to me. 3 years from now. So that's when they'll start. 3 years from now. So maybe 4 years from now, you'll be able to take a shower in Flint again and not have to worry about lead poisoning and pus bumps and all the other things that come with lead poisoning. Amazing stuff, right? Ground. Even in victory, thousandaires get screwed over. Poor folks. That's what we talking about, right? Now, I could get racial, but you know, some folks don't like it when you get racial. So I just say thousandaires. We know who the thousandaires are. The predominant amount of thousandaires, but doesn't really matter now, does it? All of them get screwed over. So on that note, I want to thank y'all for listening. This is another Smooth Drama production, and I am out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where
in
the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth
drama.